10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Let's Get Lost. Come to you every single Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. bringing you the best in jazz. John likes to say saving lives one record at a time. That's pretty funny. We just heard some Bobby Jasper. He's not funny. He's a serious artist who was originally, I've got this record, Bobby Jasper's and his All-Stars pulled this thing out. Let me see if I can read it. I'm blind now. Yes, he was from Belgium, but you know, made his way over to Paris and really became quite the star in the jazz world at the time. I'm like misremembering this. I think he married someone famous. I can't. Bobby Jasper was a guy and a very famous one at that in Paris in the 1950s. This record was actually recorded in 1956. And though he would often play with American musicians and expats, this little record is a bunch of his fellow French speakers. I think they're probably, a lot of them are actually French. Some of them may be Belgian. You know, they speak French and Belgium, folks. We have pianist Rene Utreger. I'm going to blow these names. Sasa Distel on guitar, who I'm very familiar with. He was a great guitar player and also a handsome fella who became a almost like a matinee idol kind of actor-y dude, as I remember. Maybe like a host or something. He kind of took his guitar playing onto the next level of fame. He sounds great here. Great kind of post-bop, sort of Jimmy Rainey-ish type French guitar player. Jean-Louis Viel is the drummer, and then bassist Benoit Gerson. I really just torched those names, didn't I? Brutal. This is a cool record, though. Bobby Jasper and his All-Stars. Of course, we just heard his take on Milestones, a bop classic by, of course, Miles Davis. And there was two Milestones. There's another one there's another title, another tune with that title, I should say, that is very different in terms of its, the way it sounds. It's much more modern, more modal. But a lot of the boppers like to play that one, the one we just heard, because it had challenging chord changes. We love the challenging chord changes, don't we? And it's still really very, that tune, it's funny enough, that one we just heard is still very much in the book of jazz musicians to this day. Young people still play that thing a lot, trust me. And it's kind of interesting to me that some of these pieces of music that we play up here are forgotten, and then some of them continue on. You know, they're still viable, they're still played, there's probably some group of kids at, you know, at Smalls later tonight at the jam session in New York, and they're going to play Milestone. So anyway, I think that stuff's kind of interesting. We're going to continue on. Enough of my babbling. We're going to continue on and listen to a great Memphian, Mr. Hank Crawford. This is his rendition of Bluestone. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Mr. Coleman Hawkins. They called him Bean. That's him. Really cool record. The Hawk in Flight. This is on RCA Victor. A bunch of great people are on this record. Alan Eager's on tenor saxophone, as well as obviously Coleman Hawkins. Pete Brown on alto saxophone. Charlie Shavers on trumpet. Jimmy Jones piano. Mary Osborne on guitar. Al McKibben bass. Shelly Mann. Young, must have been a young Shelly Mann. This is 1946. I'm assuming they cut this in Hollywood. I think they did. But that would have been kind of a swing to bop thing. You know, Bean had definitely, he was the original tenor saxophone player. I mean, he comes out in the 1920s. And he's keeping up with the young bucks and the young ladies on, let's not forget, Mary Osborne was killing on the guitar. For that, we heard Red Rodney. This is Red Rodney a little bit later. He had a stint with, I say later, 1955. He had a stint with Bird. He was very famous for his relationship, his musical partnership with Charlie Parker. And in 1955, he got together with, I think he was playing a club date. This was not uncommon. These musicians and these bands were traveling all over the country, but especially when they were in, you know, Chicago or LA or New York. They might be a New York band, but they might record in Chicago. Anyway, could be an LA band, might record in New York. They were in Chicago playing a club date, and they made this record for Fantasy, and that was his really cool arrangement of You and the Night and the Music. Featured a really nice band. Norman Simmons on piano. I think he writes, there's a bunch of original pieces on this record as well. And that are composed by Norman Simmons. Ira Sullivan is on, also in tenor, who also was a trumpet player and plays trumpet on the record, too. He was an incredible musician. Roy Haynes, the great Roy Haynes on drums, Victor Sproles on bass. For that, we heard Memphis' own Hank Crawford, legend. Of course, famous for his long association with the genius, Ray Charles. And he has some Ray Charles twins with him here. This is from his Soul Clinic album, 1961, on Atlantic. He also, I'm assuming, because of that relationship, he got to record on Atlantic for years and years. And this is a composition called Bluestone. It also features Leroy Hog Cooper. Hog Cooper. I love it. On baritone. That's a good nickname if you're a baritone player. David Fathead Newman on tenor. Now, David Fathead Newman's very famous and also led dates on his own with the Ray Band. You know, obviously, well, was in the Ray Band, but a kind of a legend in his own right on tenor saxophone. Philip Gilbeau. I'm screwing, man, the French are just going to come after me today. This is embarrassing. He was on trumpet. He sounded great. Edgar Willis on bass, Milt Turner on drums, swinging hard. We're going to continue forth with a little John Eardley. This is a composition called Ladders. Thank you.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater, presenting the Branford Marcellus Quartet on Friday, September 26th. From his New Orleans roots to stages around the world, Marcellus has performed as a jazz band leader, classical soloist, and composer for film and Broadway. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
The great Branford Marcellus. Big fan. We just heard some really great alto saxophone play. Mr. Ernie Henry, Like Someone in Love, from his Seven Standards and a Blues, 1957, and featured a really all-star band, honestly. Wynton Kelly, piano, great Wilbur Ware on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Doesn't get much better than that. For that, we heard, man, this thing, wow, I just got this. John, let me have it. Machito, Afro-Cuban Jazz. I've heard a lot of this music on CD, but man, just to have a nice print of it, it is awesome. Machito, the great Frank Grillo, great Cuban band leader, percussionist, plays the music of Chico O'Farrell, arranger, trumpeter, and man, Charlie Parker. Just putting Charlie Parker on top of that music. This is a two suites. There's a suite on the first side, and we heard Mambo from that suite, and then there's another suite on the second side. It just doesn't get any better, man. It's like this perfect mix of Cuban music, Caribbean music, and Black American music coming together in this period. Obviously, you know, when I hear all this stuff, this is from 1951, and I mean, in people were already, the Mambo craze was definitely in full swing. I mean, maybe it was kind of heading out by this period, but you can definitely tell like how much Dizzy Gillespie was influenced. I mean, he kept this sound in his lexicon for his entire career, and it really comes from these musicians, Machito, Mario Baza is on this. There's a bunch of great people on this record. I mean, Charlie Parker is so cool. Flip Phillips is on some of these on cuts. Just too cool. Machito, Afro-Cuban Jazz. Go out, look for it. It is awesome. All right, before that, we heard John Eardley. Didn't make a lot of records, but he did make one in 1956 called the John Eardley Seven. That was a composition, Ladders, trumpet player, and don't know a lot about him. He had a kind of a brief career in and out, but what a band. Phil Woods on alto saxophone, Zoot Sims on tenor. A bunch of great people. Teddy Cocknick's on bass. A bunch of like bop standard, like, you know, guys that were really involved in the bop movement and the post bop, hard bop movement, the beginning of it. But John Eardley, cool record. Where are we at? Oh, the hour is waning. Let's go to see what Benny Green's doing. We're going to check out Benny Green's composition, One Track. Thank you.
say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame, a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now, smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, not to love, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man and a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry.
Wow, the great Duke Ellington and his amazing orchestra with Sophisticated Lady. This is from his Masterpieces by Ellington, which 1951, which is kind of, I think, from what I'm reading, is like landmark because it's like the first time they were able to get these long pieces on record. I got to do this real quick because we're running out of time. But I could talk about this record. It's amazing. It's to me, that's definitely Billy Strayhorn on piano. He is just virtuosic. Yvonne on the vocals. I don't know much about her. I looked her up. Yvonne, how do you say? I'm screwing up her name too. I'm just going to say Yvonne. There's not a lot about her on the internet, but she's interesting. I'm going to try to see if I can find out more. 1951 in Columbia. Sophisticated Lady, maybe Duckworth knows about Yvonne. But for that, we heard Benny Green on trombone, his one-track composition from Blows His Horn, 1956 on Prestige. Great band, Charlie Rouse blowing the tenor. We're going to go out with some J.C. Hurt, and we will see you in 2 weeks. John will be back, and I want to thank everybody for listening, checking in. And Shelby's coming up next. Enjoy some J.C. Hurt, and we'll see you next week.